Good morning and shalom. A precious moment. Once again, we gather here to expose the Word of God, to expound what God says concerning our lives. The entrance of the Word of God brings life and light. And it changes the way we think, it changes the way we behave, it changes even the way we handle things. It also affects our attitudes. This morning, we want to enter into a new book, the book of 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy. Apparently, as we talk about the book of 1 Timothy and of course the 2 Timothy, the context is the church at Ephesus. The reason to why we pick the book of 1 Timothy after the book of Ephesians is because we have been studying the leader of the church. We have been looking at the church at Ephesus as our case study. As an example, as a church that we can be able to learn the principles on how to disciple the new community of faith. The book of Timothy talks about leadership. The book of 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, it's a pastoral letter. It's about leadership. It is helping young leaders. And young, not age, and even if it is age, either physical age and also spiritual age and also moral age, social age, those that are young in age and those that are growing and maturing to be able to take over the leadership and run with it. The problem we have today is that, those that are in the leadership don't hand over power, don't hand over authority, do not hand over leadership mantle to the next generation. And so many of them die and drop the leadership mantle. Now, those who pick after them, they did not got the advantage of the leadership that was handed over to them, so they become pioneers again. It is a dangerous thing for every generation to become pioneers of their own times. The will of God was not that every generation becomes a pioneer, in the sense that they are starting from the scratch. It was God's will that the previous generation will hand over to the next generation, who will also hand over to the next generation and the next generation. That's why God said that the fathers were commanded to pass on the word to the next generation, who in turn hand over to the next generation. Somewhere the Bible says a good leader leaves, or a good father leaves an inheritance to his children and his children's children. Meaning that a leader today should be involved in the development of the next generation and the third generation from his own or her own generation. That's what the book of Timothy is all about. We discover that in the Church of Ephesus, when we are dealing with this, is that we ended where Paul was fighting or teaching the church to access the wealth of God in Christ Jesus. That is the commonwealth of all believers, not for the Jews and Gentiles, but for them both, the new community, and how they were supposed to walk and in and appropriate and use. The wealth for their growth, the wealth for the warfare. They use the wealth, I mean that wealth, even to glorify God. And finally, they were supposed to guard or make warfare for that wealth. Now, in the book of 2 Timothy, it's a, I mean, first letter to Timothy is a very, very interesting book. And I would trust that every leader should be able to understand this. Now, this module, we'll understand the whole of this module, chapter 1 and 2, that is 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, we'll understand the leadership of the new church and on her pilgrimage, taking the case of the church at Ephesus after Paul was imprisoned. This is going to be seen in 1 and 2 Timothy. While Paul was in prison in Rome, he spent there the first time, and then he was released, and then he was arrested again. This letter is written either when Paul was being, just before Paul was released from the first imprisonment, or immediately after he was released, before he was rearrested again. Now, this letter was sent to an emerging, fearful leader called Timothy, and focuses on how the true gospel, the message, and the kingdom of God, the rule of God, shapes godly leadership and godly followership, which is seen both in practical and visible lifestyle in the only true leader, that is Jesus Christ the King. This letter was written to Timothy to enable him to counter false teaching, which was practiced by some church leaders in Ephesus. Paul focused on understanding the true types of leadership, their qualities, and their processing. Taking an analogy of factory, the processing of church leadership brings about three qualities of leaders, or three qualities of leadership. That is, or we have got three products of leaders who go through God's processing. Number one, we have got the leaders we call the first class leaders. Now, this one, we call them pastors. And all the second class leaders, these, we call them pastors. Or the third class leaders, this one, we call them reject or imposters. You see, the first class leader have got this quality. One, this with the people that we call the first quality or the first class leaders, we call them, or they have, you know, they have this quality, is that God benefit from their leadership, other people benefit from their leadership, and they too benefit from their leadership. Second category of leadership that we call second class leaders have got this quality. They do not benefit from their leadership. They are pastors. They direct others where they are supposed to go, but they never go there. So ultimately, they are crushed after they have entered others. Paul says, I box my body so that after preaching to others, I myself may not be crossed out. So the second quality of leadership, category of leadership, is that they are like a pastor. They do not benefit from their leadership. However, the people who follow them benefit from their leadership, because they tell people where to go and people go. They tell people to give and people give. And also God benefits, kind of, because when God's people are benefiting, God is also glorified by the people. They may not be glorified by others. Jesus told the people that the people of, the Judaizers, or the Pharisees, sit on the seat of Moses. Listen to what they tell you. Do what they tell you to do, but don't do what they do. That means Jesus acknowledged that these Pharisees are in the position that glorify God. But number three, that class leaders I reject. This is, I reject completely. They do not benefit from their leadership. They are called imposters. People do not benefit from their leadership, and God does not benefit from their leadership either. And so, as we look at this letter, it will be good for us to realize that these three kind of readership, or session of processing would give these qualities of leader. So in this session, that is First Timothy chapter 1 all the way to 11, we want to see this new leadership or these new leaders of the new family or the new or the leaders of the new family with a new message. And we want to understand this about who wrote this, you know, this letter about Timothy, First Timothy, and who was receiving this letter about Timothy, and what were their qualities. Now, in summary, out of the three levels of processing, it produces five types of leaders. Very important. And in this session, let's just look at two types of leaders only here. Two main categories of leaders. And we want to read and reflect on this. This letter was written by Paul to Timothy. And a leader is one who influences others, one who does not force others, one who leads by example, one who is directed by faith. That's a true leader. Now let's look at the first category of leaders, because there are five. This session we look at two. Next session we look at next three categories or types of leaders. Let's look at quality number one. They are called mentoring leaders or shepherding leaders. Let's look at 1 Timothy 1 to 2. 1 Timothy 1 to 2. What does it say? It says this: Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the command of God our Savior and our Lord Jesus Christ, our hope, to Timothy, my true son, in faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. As I urged you when I went to Macedonia, stay there in Ephesus so that you may command certain people not to teach false doctrine any longer, or to devote themselves to the myth and endless genealogy. Such things promote controversial speculation rather than advancing God's work, which is by faith. Now, I want to stop there. The first category of leaders that are as a result of how they apply the word of God is that the first category is shepherding leaders, mentoring leaders, leaders who lead by faith, who lead by love, who lead by hope. At least it's good to know that every leader is, or every leadership is based on the three pillars of the church, which is the work of faith, on the labor of love, and the hope of him, of what is about faith. And so he lead by faith, as we have seen that some of them don't lead by faith, others lead by, and is supported by love of the people, and by, you know, and by hope of tomorrow. So those leadership, and the best example of those leaders is Paul. Paul, who is a true leader. Paul is the one who is talking about here, is the one sending this letter. He is talking about that he's called an apostle of Christ Jesus by the command of God. And he says he have a true son in faith. You see, I said this is a mentoring father. He's a good leader. And that's the first category that we want to see. Leaders that mentor. He is talking about my true son in faith. He has sons. Not one. He has very many sons. Category number one. Category number two. These are leaders who used to walk by faith, but they have backslidden. They used to be supported by the labor of love. They no longer love. They used to have hope in the coming of Jesus Christ, but they no longer have hope. This leader, Paul, called them shipwrecked leader. In as far as faith is concerned, We have just talked about this kind of leader in verse 3. Is the people that Paul says, as I went to Macedonia, I asked you to stay in Ephesus so that you may command certain people not to teach false doctrines any longer. You see, these were leaders who used to be leaders by faith. They were mentees of Paul. They were children of Paul. Paul had mentored them. They were people of faith, but they have suffered what Paul called shipwrecked. Their faith has been destroyed. Their love has been mulled and all no longer walking by the love of the people. They are no longer walking even by the hope of Christ Jesus. And they teach what we call false teaching, false doctrines. They are devoted to what Paul calls to myth. They are also devoted to what Paul calls endless genealogies. These, they promote a lot of speculation. They do not advance the word of God, which is by faith. These are the people Paul is talking about. He actually gives an example of two of those leaders, which we can finally get them in 1 Timothy verses 19 and 20. Let's look at those types of those two leaders that Paul is talking about before we close. He says, it's from verse 19 and 20. Holding on to faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected. You see, they were having it, but they have rejected. And so suffered shipwreck with regard to the faith. Now, this is what we are talking about. This is the second category of leadership. Among them are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan to be taught not to blaspheme. So these people start to become blasphemers. These people have continued to, instead of taking the grace of God, they've gone back to the law. They have started teaching the law again. They forget that the purpose of the law was to take us to Christ, where Christ would continue leading us by his own grace. They have left the grace of God. And so this hour or this session is actually focusing on two types of leadership. One leader is the leader who leads by faith, promoted by love, and inspired by hope to come, of the things to come. And we call them mentoring leaders. And the second leader is the one that has gone back, has left faith, they have suffered shipwrecked in as far as faith is concerned, like Hymenaeus and Alexander. Paul says, I've handed over to devil not to blaspheme again. Father, we commit ourselves to you that we may not continue with the life of shipwrecked. Help us not to get shipwrecked by faith, O God, but we may promote faith and stand by hope and the love as we lead God's people in Jesus' name.